From Spark and Anvil and Beatforge, this is Throb and Chapter 1 of the Beatforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Throb, a creature no bigger than a teacup, hummed with an internal rhythm that seemed to vibrate his very skin. He was a frog-like being, small and round, with a complexion of warm cream that faded into soft pond green at his extremities. His eyes, large and dark, held a quiet intensity, always focused, always listening. He wore a chunky studio tunic, the kind with oversized pockets and reinforced elbows, as if he expected to lean on things a lot. Attached to his belt, always within reach, was a small polished metronome and a digital pulse tracker. The tracker's display flickered with a precise BPM, a constant reminder of the unseen clock ticking beneath everything. He moved with a peculiar steadiness, a gentle sway that never quite stopped, like a buoy bobbing on an endless, calm sea. Throb was above all reliable. You could set your internal clock by him. His attentiveness to tempo was legendary among the studio inhabitants. He often murmured, almost to himself, "The steady pulse. Every other rhythm hangs from this clock." It was his mantra, the fundamental truth he lived by. In his small, soundproof studio, Throb tapped a finger against a smooth, polished stone. Click, 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 click. The sound was soft, almost imperceptible, but it resonated with an unwavering consistency. This, he thought, was the essence of pulse. Not just a beat, but the invisible, unchanging foundation upon which all other musical rhythms were built. It was the rhythm craft of the clock under everything. Every song, every dance, every complex drum pattern, no matter how intricate, rested on this simple, regular click. He adjusted the metronome on his belt, watching the BPM display shift from a brisk 120 to a more contemplative 60. The tempo, he explained aloud, as if a student sat across from him, is how fast or slow that steady pulse moves. It's the heartbeat of the music. He closed his eyes, tapping the stone again, slower now. You must internalize it. Feel it in your own body, a quiet count within you. Throb imagined a student, perhaps a fidgety young creature, struggling to keep time. He would show them. He tapped the steady click, 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 click. "This is our pulse," he'd say. Then, with his other hand, he'd tap twice as fast. Click, clack, click, clack. "This," he'd explain, "is subdivision. It splits the pulse into smaller, faster pieces, like Snap teaches." He paused, letting the steady pulse reassert itself. Next, he'd tap the pulse again. But every fourth beat, he'd strike the stone with a little more force. Click, 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 click. "That's accent," he'd demonstrate, emphasizing certain parts of the pulse, just like Hammer shows us. He made it look effortless, the subtle shift in pressure conveying a world of meaning. Then came the tricky part. He tapped the steady pulse, but his other hand would tap between the main beats, creating a feeling of being slightly off-kilter, yet still connected. Click and click and click and click. "This is syncopation," Throb would explain, a slight twinkle in his eye. "It plays against the pulse, creating tension and surprise, which is Tilt's specialty." He knew some students found this concept challenging, but it was vital. Without the steady pulse underneath, syncopation would just sound messy, not interesting. Finally, he'd combine them all, a steady pulse with subdivisions, accents, and syncopated rhythms dancing above it. The result was a rich, complex pattern that felt alive, compelling. And when all these layers worked together, creating that irresistible pull, Throb would ask, his voice softening, "That, my friends, is groove. It emerges from the whole stack, the way spin teaches us to feel the movement." He paused, the studio falling silent, save for the quiet thrum of his own internal rhythm. Without the pulse, the others had nothing to hang from. It was the anchor. A pulse could be straightforward, like a marching band's 4-4 beat. It could swing with a relaxed, jazzy feel. Or it could be wonderfully unusual, like a tricky 5-4 or a skipping 7/8 time signature. But every coherent rhythm, every piece of music that made sense, had one. It was the fundamental truth of sound. Throb picked up his pulse tracker, noting the steady BPM. His work wasn't just about music theory. It was about teaching students to feel the clock under everything, to carry it with them, whether they were composing in Harmony Forge, building motifs in Motif Lab, creating soundscapes in Soundsphere, or even just finding their breath tempo in FitQuest Breath, or their movement phrases in DanceQuest Phrase. The pulse was universal. It was the beginning of everything.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Throb. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.